The sound of harpist and singer Brigine McGowan, accompanied by Kevin Donnellan, who provided entertainment during last night's civic reception for President Catherine Conley in the County Hall in Riverside, Sligo. The President is currently in Sligo as part of a two-day visit and has a number of engagements throughout today. It's her first official visit since taking up office in November. In her opening address, President Conley described Sligo as a special place to her.
I've always looked at Sligo as second home, and when I was preparing this speech today and I said that, I very quickly said, well, I've looked at Germany as a whole and Canada and England as well, anywhere everyone has family, and I think you all know that anywhere you have family you look on it as a second home. But this has always been very, very special, because for a very long time when I came up here we saw very little of Sligo, despite the fact that we did a number of triathlons. But we spend most of our time looking forward to the triathlon, drinking tea in each other's beds, and then afterwards having a post-mortem on the triathlon.
Focusing primarily on climate change in her speech, the President believes that this must be tackled at a local level and that Sligo County Council can play an important role.
Our actions, our inaction on this and other great global challenges will be felt for generations to come. It is my opinion, however, that, and it's on a very hopeful note, and given my own experience, and I know ye as elected members, it's the same experience that you have, that the challenges we face, the solutions to those challenges, have to be delivered locally. And one of the distinct advantages of travelling the country before the election, before I was elected, and indeed since my election, has been the opportunity to witness the fantastic work in progress by local authorities throughout the country, including your own, community-based groups and social enterprises across a diverse range of areas. The designation of decarbonising zones, local authority climate action plans, retrofitting programmes, biodiversity projects, public transport initiatives, and if I may dare say, the powerful momentum behind the Western Rail Corridor that got the thumbs up for the preliminary work up to Clare Morris. All of this work which highlights what is possible and gives us all hope. However, transformative action is much more than single initiatives, however positive they are. Meaningful action is needed on every level as climate change affects every sphere of our lives.
The President's sister, Margaret Conley, says the Sligo visit reflects what's dear to her heart.
We are absolutely delighted and thrilled and extremely happy that Catherine has chosen Sligo for her first official visit as President. And of course, her connection with Sligo goes back so many years, over 40 years at this stage or even more. And we've done triathlons and marathons. I had a brother that lived here and I have a sister that lives here, and between the politics and the sport and so much fun, Sligo is a very special place to Catherine as well. It is one of the most beautiful counties in Ireland. It's one of the most just gorgeous, happy places, and I think Catherine's visit over the next 2 days reflects what's dear to her heart and what's important to her as a woman, as a president, and I think she's setting out what she intends to do and what she said she would do to represent all the Gnadhdhéinne in Ireland. And I think she will do that and honour us and represent us so, so well. And I am delighted to say my sister is President of Ireland. What a wonderful, wonderful honour. And I think my sister will be an excellent, inclusive president for all.